From the newsroom, I'm Lou Abear with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. The state of California doing so well harvesting money that it will likely have to give even more of it back to taxpayers to meet constitutional limits. The state's annual fiscal outlook has been released, predicting a $31 billion surplus for the next budget year. That could require lawmakers to either cut taxes, spend more money, or give rebates to taxpayers. The governor indicates he is in favor of the rebate idea. Here's a head shaker from Sacramento, where a 22-year-old man is in custody after police say he shot and killed his 7-year-old niece and another man. Isabel Agnes Delgadillo Martin would have turned 8 years old on Monday. Her uncle, Tyrese Martin, now charged with her death. Witnesses say the little girl apparently was standing near the intended target of her uncle when he started to shoot. It shocked a lot of people. Area leaders are now calling for the community to come together to try to stop this senseless, deadly violence. Lots of prayers being said in Tehama County for the chief of the Manton Volunteer Fire Department. She is in the hospital after a crash left this well-known and beloved firefighter fighting for her life. Marion Roxbold on Highway 36 last Friday when that crash happened. Family and community members now at her side. A little bit of a jolt yesterday in the East Bay. Small earthquake struck just east of San Francisco, felt in several Bay Area suburbs. It was a magnitude 3.8 quake, hit just before noon, centered about a mile northeast of San Ramon. Up next, it's Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. The Wildlands Conservancy, a California nonprofit, has secured the 29,600-acre Lone Pine Ranch to be known as the Eel River Canyon Preserve. The property includes 18 miles of river frontage, carbon-sequestering forests, herds of Roosevelt elk, and wetlands. The acquisition includes 21,000 acres acquired by TWC and roughly 8,000 acres acquired by national nonprofit, the Conservation Fund. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.